This gives you something called Operation Hoodwink. Operation Hoodwink, well, that's a sly double entendre. You see, CP, insofar as it has a real integrity at all, is devoted to organizing, furthering the interests of workers, usually through unions, like on the docks in New York City. Well, there's some other entities besides the unions and the shipyard owners who have interests in the docks in New York City. Well, they call it sometimes La Cosa Nostra, they call it the Mafia, they call it the mob, the syndicate, whatever. They profit big time out of smuggling, extortion, union racketeering, and so forth on those docks. So they use some of the infiltrators into the CP, as well as some infiltrators into the mob, who are simply there to make sure the mob keeps running, apparently, because Hoover refuses at this period to even acknowledge the damn thing exists. Not about fighting organized crime. They're planning the information that CP is going to launch an organizing drive, and the longshoremen, okay, in the process of organizing, will dry up the profits that are coming out of the docks to the mob, figuring, as they say in their internal memoranda, that the mafia will respond in a rather predictable way to remove a threat to the sources of its profit. So basically, hoodwink is an attempt to hoodwink the hoods and convince them that they need to use their contract killers, Virtually Murder Incorporated, to eliminate communist organizers on the waterfront in New York City. Didn't work out because the mob bosses are a lot smarter than a lot of political activists in this country, and they smelled a rat, and so they didn't respond. But it wasn't for lack of trying on the part of the FBI. See, this is a failed project because nobody got killed. Working off of that, which begins in 1956, by 1960, you got a full-bore counterintelligence program directed at the Puerto Rican independence movement. You got a full-bore counterintelligence program almost simultaneously harnessed to the task of destroying the Socialist Workers' Party. And about 6 months after that, you've got, although they'd never used the COINTELPRO acronym for it, a counterintelligence initiative directed against the civil rights movement in the South, particularly Martin Luther King.